If a town could be said to have hit rock bottom, Austin, Indiana did so earlier this year. For years, its drug abuse problem had been out of hand. But it took the worst to make this rural community wake up. 170 cases of HIV since December, spread almost entirely by sharing dirty needles. State and federal officials led an emergency response to control the outbreak, but for locals, the real work of change and recovery is just beginning. In the first part of our series, Getting Right, WFYI's Jake Harper has the story of one addict and his decision to get off of drugs for good.
It's early in the morning, and Kevin Polly is getting ready to go. His daughter called to wish him well.
I'm done with it after this. You know what I'm talking about?
When he gets off the phone, he excuses himself and heads into a dark bedroom for what he hopes will be one last shot.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
After a few minutes, Kevin comes out. He combs his hair and packs some clothing in a garbage bag. He gets in the car with his father, Clyde, and heads south. Kevin has been to rehab before, but never by choice.
I've got an anxious feeling right now. I guess that makes sense, though.
Kevin is 49 years old. He lives in his dad's house with some other drug users who help pay the rent.
I want to make something clear right off the bat. I don't condone the use of drugs, okay? It's going to happen. It's going to be there, but I don't condone it.
Kevin's drug of choice is a powerful prescription opioid called Opana. Heroin use is on the rise around the country, but prescription drug abuse is still more common. And here in Austin, it's all about these pills. Users are chasing the feeling they got when they first used Opana, but it doesn't come back.
It's sick. It really is. It's a sickness. But I don't get high. I can get high, but it takes hundreds of dollars to get me high. I just get what I call normal. I can't get out of bed without a little something.
Kevin began using drugs when he was 13. It started with drinking and marijuana. And as he got older, he moved on to OxyContin, another powerful opioid. He would crush the pills and snort them. Kevin went to prison in 2004 for dealing Oxy. Shortly after he got out in 2007, he tried injecting it for the first time, and he couldn't stop.
Then it went from, you know, every other day to maybe once a day to every chance I got. But I mean, at one time I was injecting 10, 15 times a day, at least.
A few years ago, OxyContin was reformulated, making it impossible to inject or snort. So Kevin made the switch to Opana.
When I first done the OxyContin, you know, ain't nothing like this. Can't possibly be anything better. Wrong. The Opana is so much better, is a bad choice of words, but stronger. And the withdrawal is a lot worse.
In 2012, Opana's manufacturer tried reformulating too, but addicts discovered that if you cook it first, you can still inject it. So Kevin stayed locked in his cycle of using, looking for a way to get his next shot and using again. A few months ago, he received a letter in the mail
stating that someone tested positive for an infectious disease, and they turned my name in as they had shared a needle with.
The next day, Kevin went to the clinic. He tested positive for HIV.
Devastating news. I mean, you're not prepared. I don't know that much about it. I'm mostly ignorant to the HIV because, you know, who thinks it's going to happen to them? You know, we're in a small town. That only happens in a big city, right? Wrong.
Even knowing he was HIV positive wasn't enough to get him to quit using. Opana's hold over him was too strong. Then he got a call from his doctor.
Recently, I found out exactly how bad it was, and oh my God, real bad. I'm very sick.
Kevin's doctor said he had liver disease, likely caused by hepatitis C, and his HIV was advanced. Technically, he had AIDS. Illnesses his body would normally shrug off could kill him. But Kevin wanted to live. His doctor told him, get off of drugs and get on a treatment regimen to keep the virus at bay. Kevin decided to go to rehab.
It's a matter of life and death. I enjoy breathing.
Leaving his house this morning is the first of several hard steps Kevin will have to take if he's going to stay clean. Soon, he'll go through withdrawals. The shot he took earlier is already starting to wear off.
I don't feel real good right now. I got up this morning and tried to make myself right, so to speak, but there just wasn't enough available to... I mean, it made a difference, but... I won't be lying to them when I tell them I'm not real well. I'm sure they want to know when the last time I used and stuff.
What's the hardest part to you about this rehab process?
Oh, you're alone. You're by yourself for all practical purposes. I mean, you meet people. It's only 30 days. 30 days seems like a long time, though. I do remember that.
Getting out of rehab might be even harder. It's risky for Kevin to go back home. His friends are all addicts. He pulls out a list of phone numbers, basically everyone he knows.
Almost all these numbers are Austin. I've got one or two Kentucky numbers on here, but most of them, all of them. But when I redo this list, it'll be down to just a handful of people.
Staying away from his friends to stay clean, it's a necessary change. As he arrives at the rehab facility, Kevin is determined to put his life of addiction behind him.
How are you feeling?
Nervous. I'm looking forward to it, though. I mean, it's gotta be better. The lifestyle. I'm over it.